Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you today for joining us, everyone who has come out here to be with us in Columbia, South Carolina, and all of those who are listening to us via the Private Officer Radio Network here in the U.S. and from around the world. Thank you for being with us on this very special day. I also want to thank Lieutenant Jim Carnes from the State Line Security Agency, Sergeant Miguel Rodriguez from the Sheriff's Office, Chief Ken Derman, and the many others who have assisted in organizing this special ceremony today. My name is Rick McCann. I'm the founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization dedicated to the enhancement of private security around the world. Today, September the 19th, 2010, marks the first day of this week-long observance of the second annual Private Security Officer Recognition and Memorial Week. In 2004, when I first began the Private Officer International organization, I knew then that there were many private security officers being killed in the line of duty each year. Most received little or no media attention, recognition, or honor for making the ultimate sacrifice. It was then, as it is still today, my motivation to make sure that this did not and does not continue, and that employers, hometowns, and the general public took note of these deaths and of these heroes. As an international association, we are working hard every day to bring about public awareness as we unite both the private security industry and the public law enforcement community to jointly and deservingly be recognized equally for their contributions, dedication, service, accomplishments, and for going above and beyond the call of duty, even to the point of laying down their own life to protect those that they serve. The Bible tells us in John 15 and 13 that no greater love hath any man than to lay down his own life for his friends. And although many officers did not know the majority of the people that they protected each day, they willingly and valiantly follow this scripture to a fault. Let us not ignore or be blind to the acts of unselfishness that these private officers demonstrate each day in every community, state, and country as they fulfill their obligations in the protection of life and property. I pray that they will never be forgotten and that they will now, they're just due. paid and fairly respected. They do a job that most do not want to do, often working long hours filled with boredom, monotony, and what seems to be just routine work, day after day, shift after shift. Unlocking and locking of doors and gates and buildings, checking IDs and responding to an array of security calls, from the minor parking infraction to the fight or shoplifting arrest, to the more serious robbery, burglary, and shootings that occur on their properties. With each passing year, these private protectors continue to protect and serve their clients, their employers, company staff, and property visitors, always ready to do whatever it takes to fulfill their commitment to providing a safe and secure environment. As with any officer, they gladly stand in the middle of the road, the dividing line between peace and law-abiding citizens and those who seek to destroy that peace with lawlessness. Private officers today around the world are being called upon to do more with less as their responsibilities and authority continue to expand well beyond their original purpose, making them the true first responders. As with our fellow law enforcement brothers and sisters, they too proudly wear the uniform, ready to answer the call, even if it means paying the ultimate sacrifice with their own life. And each year, more than 100 U.S. security officers and more than 1,000 around the world do answer this call. Their valor and bravery has not gone unnoticed and will never be forgotten. Just this month, a young security officer on duty at a Metro Atlanta grocery store was overtaken by a band of robbers, shot in the head and thrown into a freezer, as the robbers terrorized store employees and customers and fled with thousands of dollars. David Castro was a professional, well-liked, and dedicated security officer who made the choice to honor his commitment and protect those people to the point of losing his own life. Police have made arrests in his murder and have a solid case against the gang who ended this officer's life all too soon. But it's of little consolation to his family and friends in Georgia. Another longtime security officer who had worked at a Miami shopping center for years, responding to the needs of storekeepers and shoppers, often helping shoppers carry their bags, escorting employees safely to their vehicles after locking up late at night, responding to and breaking up fights and apprehending shoplifters, was found dead behind this shopping mall that he worked so long and hard to secure in August. Police say that he had discovered a burglary in progress and was attempting to take the suspects into custody when he was brutally killed and left to die. I could tell you of the countless other officers, more than 45 so far this year, who also have gone the extra mile to do their job above and beyond all expectations here in the U.S. and the hundreds around the world. More than 400 private security officers have lost their lives in the performance of their duties just in the 6 years that we have been tracking these deaths, and that's just here in the U.S. Hundreds and probably thousands more have died around the world while performing their duties. If you think that security officers are just cop wannabes, police academy rejects, and unskilled, uneducated people who can't find other work, think again. Today, as in no other time in the history of private security, officers are better trained, college educated, with years of security and law enforcement experience, and true experts in their field of choice. But regardless of their background, experience, or education. Private officers from all walks of life share one thing in common. They are increasingly in harm's way, facing a dramatic rise of assaults and deaths while trying to perform what often seems to be a thankless job. We ask now that everyone please stand. Thank you. Many go with without recognition for the jobs that they do. We'd like to read the names of those who have paid that sacrifice, that price this year. Stanley Cooper, Las Vegas, Nevada. Angela West, Brooklyn, New York. Scott Michael Robertson, Atlanta, Georgia. William Henson, Cleveland, Ohio. Michael Montgomery, Montgomery, Alabama. Michael E. Owens, St. Louis, Missouri. Greg Winino, Waterford Township, Michigan. Frank Rodriguez, Honolulu, Hawaii. Frank Glover, Monarch Corners, South Carolina. Leonard Wall, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Dolores Toy, Verona, Mississippi. Angelita Arasquin, Haywood, California. Frolene Godinez, Pasco, Washington. Samar Murad, Clifton, New Jersey. James Ball, Baltimore, Maryland. Marquise Rainey, Memphis, Tennessee. David N. Marino, Hampstead, New York. Ken Bailoff, Auburn, Washington. Lamont Reed, East St. Louis, Illinois. Charles Bowman, Baltimore, Maryland. Jesus Landon, Provo, Utah. Luis Diaz, Miami, Florida. Jim Locklear, Dayton, Ohio. Richard Epps, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mohammed Roman, Queens, New York. James Drury, Las Vegas, Nevada. Raphael Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. Brian E. Williams, Dallas, Texas. Fred Stapleton, Nashville, Tennessee. Wesley Brown, Forestville, Maryland. Francisco Flores, Kern County, California. Jerry Gilbert, Cincinnati, Ohio. John Goodrich, Flint, Michigan. Gerardo Leal, Miami, Florida. George Hayek, Spokane, Washington. David Casso, Cummings, Georgia. Kath Niemers, Polk County, Idaho. There are many private security officers who are killed in the line of duty each day here in the United States that go unreported. Although Private Officer International makes every attempt in the world to adequately and accurately record the names of each private security person killed, oftentimes we do miss a number of those killed each year because of the poor reporting that's done across this country. Although officially 45 officers killed so far this year, unofficially, we believe it's more in the range of 60 to 70. Please remember, each and every one of those unnamed today. Thank you. tonight, this day, that they have gone home. And although we miss them here below, they are in a better place. We ask that you all stand now. This has not been an easy ceremony to do. With this bell ringing, we signify those who have gone home.
Thank you, everyone who helped with
with this ceremony today. And may God be with you. Thank you.
Love, hope, love.